When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
No one got to stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grab Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Happy Tuesday to all you fine Buckeye fans. A little on the trail Tuesday. We like to get you caught up with recruiting. We, of course, are having a big week, though, because we are filling the buckets. We're putting all of our Buckeye football players into specific category buckets this week. We did the studs yesterday. We'll move on. We'll do another category today, which we will tell you about. We, of course, are still getting ready for the Cardale Jones celebrity softball game. That's coming up on the 20th, not that far into the distant future. I have an announcement about the broadcast for that one coming up. We've got the Boatman back there running things. And to my right, my friend, my only friend, Tyvis Powell.
Oh, Timmy. Tim, I was telling you before we got on that it is going down at the Powell residence today.
Everything good?
No, it's not.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So yesterday, as you know, we celebrated our daughter's 4th birthday. And she had a wonderful time.
Good, good.
But today, and this is bad parenting on myself and my wife, we made her get rid of her pacifiers today. No, she's 4. It's time. You know,
it should have happened. Right. But you're saying we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with that.
So we kept explaining to her, once you turn 4, we're going to give you your birthday. But the day after, you're cutting them up. You're done with them. And this morning, my wife gets up and she makes her get some scissors and she cuts up her pacifiers. Okay.
So your daughter actually.
She cut up her
cut
own
up
pacifier.
With the Fiskars.
Yes. And since then, she has been crying and screaming for this pacifier. And it is just
bad.
It is bad.
It's hell.
It's like
hell.
It's like you gotta relax. Like it's gone. Like just let it go.
How are you doing it? How are you and Lauren handling? How did you handle the day until you came here?
Well, I've been in Cleveland, so I haven't.
Oh, good for you.
I haven't been
good
there.
For you.
I haven't been there, but trying to.
I'm sure Lauren loves that. You're missing the worst day of both of our lives. Must be nice.
All I know is that she's trying to keep her busy to keep her mind off of it. And, you know, she was doing well for a little bit. But when I got home from Cleveland, I was there for like an hour and she like kind of cried herself to sleep, which it was her nap time anyways. So she kind of cried herself to the nap time. And my wife just texted me about 10 minutes ago saying that she is still upset about this dude and still crying about it. So, yeah, that's it. That's what I have to look forward to when I leave here to go home.
I would ask the listeners for some advice because I don't know if I've got the answer for you. I have never dealt with that one. I'm thinking back to when Jack was young, and I don't recall the pacifier ever being an issue. I think it just, he outgrew it, and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. I don't even think there was any crying phase or we had to set this date. Now, the potty training, like everything was fine. He just wouldn't take craps. That was the thing.
Oh, yes.
That was the tough thing.
My daughter's like that.
That took a while to crack.
My daughter is on she'd rather do it in a diaper than the toilet.
It's great, right?
And I'm sitting there like, just go on the toilet.
Just go, right? Yeah.
And the thing is, she's done it. Like, it's been times where I was like, you have no choice. And she's done it fine. But she just wants to do it in a diaper.
Even that, there's not anything specific because you can't make the child just go nuts. Or at least thinking back on how we did things, we did not want to watch our kids scream his head off until he passed out.
Well,
it was to try to like find some kind of solution that was amicable.
Well, see, that's the difference between my wife and myself.
Know.
Because me, that doesn't bother me.
It doesn't.
I will go throw some headphones on and go about my merry way. And if she wants to scream herself to sleep, that's on her. But she's not getting the pacifier back. It's just not happening. So
It's not happening.
If I got to walk around my house with headphones on, so be it.
You're going to try maybe some other kind of toys or some other things that might be soothing. Something that could be a replacement for that. Yeah, if you got any advice, I don't know what to tell him on this one. I really don't. I don't want his daughter to be screaming her head off and screaming for bloody murder.
That's what she wanted.
But Tyva says, you know
that's
what?
If that's what she wanted to do, Tim, that's on her.
I'm not making you do it. You ain't getting no pacifier,
she's fine. Relax. The pacifier's
statute of limitations has run out.
Yeah, it's over.
On that pacifier. You guys know where to hit us up. The voicemail and text line, 614-460-2896. We're on there on Twitter and X at The Buckeye Show and live on YouTube. And the chat room is nice and warm, so you can jump right in. So, Tyvus, yesterday we did the studs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we graded hard.
We did.
Because when we had our man Austin Ward on in the second hour last night, we talked a little bit about the Marysville Marathon, the 36-hole golf outing that me and Beamer and he participated in.
I wasn't invited.
Tyvus not invited, but next year we'd like him to broadcast, or at least do like some hole prizes or something. But
swing one club one time.
He said how there were 20 to 30, or there should be studs on this football team, and I think the lost in the translation is our definition of it. We're talking about bona fide first team All-American types.
Dudes.
Just dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Best in the country at their position types. Like, that's our standard. And I don't think that's an unfair standard when we're talking about Ohio State here.
That's what it is.
You take a walk around Buckeye Grove, all that good stuff, mm-hmm. You see what happened. And so we had Caleb Downs and Quinchon Judkins. I know they're just showing up here at Ohio State, but they're proven studs at their places.
They've already done it in college football.
Caleb may be the most impressive. Emeka Egbuka, Donovan Jackson. I wanted Travion Henderson in there.
I ain't doing it.
And Austin got Jeremiah Smith in there. And I'm okay with that. I know he hasn't played a down of football, but everything that we've heard about him and everything that we've seen in practice is that the dude is a stud. And we can go a little bit on prediction basis, too. So before we get to our X factors, which is a fun one, because this is a bucket that we can fill pretty high,
Go up to X.
Because they haven't quite proven that with consistency game in and game out, year in and year out, but the high end stuff is really, really good. And it doesn't even need to be full game length high end stuff. It could just be one specialty thing that they bring to the table that they do really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking more last night, so I don't know if you slept on it and thought to add more. I feel like I do want the bookends on this list. I feel like I want to put Jack Sawyer and Tui Moloau down as studs.
Mm.
I want to do it.
Why?
I want to do
give me the reason why you feel that way.
The one reason that I feel that way about Tui Moloau is that his high end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're looking for the consistency, but he has one of the better defensive games we've ever seen turned in.
And
he's a two-time first-team All-Big Ten guy.
Do you look at him as one of the best in the country?
I do. I do. And a lot of that is going to be what you're going to see.
Okay.
Right? What you're going to see here in 2024. So I'm counting on those two. And when Jack Sawyer was in the building here, he's just too much like a hulking Captain America. There might not be much difference from that post that J.J. Watt just put out in Jack Sawyer in real life. How this guy just looks, the way he walks around. So let's go. Like, those two and Jim Knowles putting those guys in the position to go after guys and wreak havoc back there. Anyone else for you? Did you want to just keep it at that?
I think you've done more than enough. I think you got a lot of guys on there that is you really jumping the gun, but I'll give it to you.
All right. So you guys, again, feel free to throw the names out that you think we are completely dismissing, or if you think we've gone too much there. So when we go to X factors, care to add anything onto my definition of the X factor and what we're looking for here?
My X factor to me is a guy that has the ability to change the game. He's not consistent every game, but every time, I'd say half the season, maybe 8 games out of the 12, he does something that's just like, whoa, what's that? That's an X factor, a guy that who has the ability to change the game, make game changing plays, I should say.
Will Howard
will be considered an X factor, yes.
Will Howard, our quarterback, potentially. I believe he will be the starting quarterback, and
he could wind up being a stud for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take, you know, 5 or 6 weeks or get past that Oregon game to show what you're all about, have that moment. And yeah. you could go from being an X factor into a stud, into a potential Heisman Trophy candidate.
Wouldn't that be
if you do it the right way. But
that'd be nice.
That to me is a guy whose numbers have been spotty and where he's played college football, but he was brought here for specific reasons.
Yeah. I mean, he's played in big time games. You think you hear Coach Day talking about, you know, quarterback's going to have to run this year. And if you look at his tape, he's a guy that's willing and able to run the football. So I think he'll play a big part in the run game outside of just the two running backs. You got a quarterback that adds to that element, and he has a big arm. I mean, this guy can throw the deep ball really well, and he's going to have some really good players to throw to. So his numbers should be inflated by that. So, yeah, he definitely qualifies for X factor that has the potential to be a stud by the time the end of the season comes around.
Sonny Styles, to me, might be the biggest X factor on the football team.
He is a huge X factor.
What do you think about him?
Well, obviously he's changing positions now, mm-hmm. so that's the thing. But at the end of the day, he's a football player. This is a guy that can make plays, that will make plays, and I think once he gets comfortable at that linebacker spot, he will be a guy that will turn into a dude. Maybe it won't be this year, but we should see him transitioning into that guy towards the end of this year. You know, once he gets those reps, once he gets comfortable, at the end of the day, he's a see ball, get ball type of guy, and that is always going to keep you in the X factor range.
Is there somebody back on the offensive side of the ball? We don't talk a lot about our tight end situation.
G. Scott Jr.
Yeah, or a Jelani Thurman or a Will Kaczmarek who transferred in from OU.
I mean, all of them have the potential to do that. I mean, the thing about this off, well, I guess it is switching up a little bit, but last year told you that these teams are going to focus on these wide receivers because they're that good. You have no choice but to have a game plan for both wide receivers, especially if Cardale Tate comes along or JJ comes along. If these guys really are as good as advertised, then that's going to leave the one-on-one coverage with a linebacker, maybe even a box safety on a tight end. And G. Scott, being a former wide receiver, he should love that. He should look at that like he should laugh at the simple fact a linebacker will be checking him. So he could become a huge X factor to where he could be a guy that makes a ton of plays.
So who from the tight ends? Just I would G. Scott?
G. Scott.
Just G?
Yeah. G's an X factor because he's a wide receiver that's turned into a tight end, which is an X factor move anyway.
Will Howard, Sonny Styles, G. Scott Jr.
Mm-hmm. I go Tyleek Williams.
Tyleek. Just throw him at me. I want to get him on the wall first.
Cody Simon.
Cody.
IGB. Jordan Hancock. Okay.
I like Hancock. I was going to agree with Hancock right there, right away. Jordan Hancock. What about Nick McLarty, the 8 foot tall punter that they brought in? Talk about X factor candidate. Right? He's got to win the job, But where he comes in, and you can't ignore special teams.
Well, I got it.
So we'll keep these going. So hold on, we'll keep these going. And also something to point out to you guys, we're doing X Factors today, and we're getting back into Ryan Day's conversation on the Joel Klatt Show and how he brought up one of his players when talking about expectations. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safelite, Bob Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Wouldn't it be fun if we went back and aired old Buckeye games where they kicked the crap out of people?
It's happening, baby. Join Timmy Hall for Buckeye Replay, Saturday at 1.
This week, Ohio State and Oregon in the 2010 Rose Bowl.
The Fan.
Using the Buckeye hookup to play golf at Scarlet whenever we can. This is the Buckeye Show.
Oh, the next round of golf. Hopefully is not too far in the distant future. Timmy and Tyvus tonight on the Trail Tuesday. Some recruiting chatter coming up the last half of this hour. 633 Stephen Means of the Plain Dealer. He covers recruiting for the Buckeyes as well. And in addition, just covering Buckeye football. So can't wait to talk to him. And then on the trail at 648. Let me help you for a second. Let me talk to all the guys that are hitting those 30s, maybe approaching 40 or beyond. And you might be like most men who are suffering from low testosterone, low T, as they say. So my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they can help you. Because if you go and see them and start their treatment plans within just a few weeks, you're going to feel that energy return, Tyvus. You're going to feel that brain fog start to drift away. Your sleep is going to improve. Is there anything more important than having some great sleep?
Yes.
Man, I can't tell you because before I started doing this and I was hitting that couch at 9 or 9:30 after we'd do dinner, after we would do the dishes, after I'd, you know, get done with the show end and getting home and all that, it was just, you know, trying to watch a couple of shows, trying to bang a couple of shows out. And it's like the energy just gone.
Mm-hmm.
But ace shots from Tri-State Men's Health. And seeing them,
you up all
just
night.
A wonder. Joe just can't go to bed. No, I'm kidding. You can actually go to bed. And that's one of the great things about it, just getting yourself completely in check and getting the testosterone levels back to where they should be. So please do check them out. TriStateMen'sHealth.com, 800-900-9654. There is no need to wait. Why would you wait? If your libido can improve,
then
what are you doing? So check them out. And they got a lot of lovely locations, 6 and the 2 in Central Ohio here, the one in Hilliard right off of 270 that I check out. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. So X Factors back there, Tyvus.
Yep.
X Factors, Will Howard, Sonny Styles, G Scott Jr., Tyleek Williams, Cody Simon, IGB. Is that what we're calling him now? Igbinosa.
That's what they call him.
IGB.
Yeah.
Jordan Hancock, I think he could be a wonderful player. I also think, and you might have some players that can fit in multiple buckets here, because the remaining categories that we're going to have, all reliables, like those guys, now or nevers. It's not the greatest category to be in.
No, it's not.
And the next wave. And I think that Jermaine Matthews needs to be an X factor here tonight.
He could probably fit in a lot, like 3 categories.
He could. He could. He really could, except for a now or never.
No,
because
not
he's
the
got
now
time.
Or never. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got time. He hasn't been here for 4 or 5 years and hasn't really started to move just yet. But anybody that you talk to over there at Ohio State,
they rave about what this young man's going to do. We saw him with a pick six. We saw him flash last year already.
Yeah. I mean, you think about if somebody goes down, the comfort level of don't worry about it, Jermaine's coming
goes
in.
Up.
So it's like,
yeah, if you lose IGB or Denzel Burke,
which you hope
for a quick spell, but yeah. I mean, if it's somebody, a football season, something will happen.
If somebody breaks their shoelace and he got, and we need a corner to go in there, you know that the guys that's going in is going to be really good and still hold the fort down. Didn't he finish with like one of the highest coverage grades or something last year in football?
I don't have that in front of me right now because he wouldn't have been, he didn't have the highest snap count of all those guys, and he would have been getting some time later in football games, right? But that's okay.
He had some
time actually where he was in meaningful positions.
Why was he in there? Did somebody get hurt? Didn't he play like a significant amount of time? Could have been
just, you know, him at slot corner.
I can't remember now, but he was in there for some time.
What do you think? Anybody else? Anybody else off the top of your head?
Lathan Ransom, Malik Hartford, maybe those guys. Maybe he's young.
Lathan
Hamilton.
Lathan doesn't feel like an X factor. He's just like a good football player.
Isaiah Simmons. I mean, not Isaiah. Excuse me.
Josh Simmons. Yeah. Who's Isaiah Simmons?
That's the
guy with the Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck? No, yeah. I was thinking of the guy.
Well, the NFL player.
Yeah, that plays
Clemson and now in the league.
He got a Cybertruck?
Yeah, you didn't see that Instagram feed with the, you know, all the athletes' best Cybertrucks. Ant Edwards has one.
I seen his.
LaMelo Ball has one. He's got that crazy, like, gray camo wrap on it, at, like, advertising to everybody that it's LaMelo Ball. He's got like a LB on the side of it too.
I need to get out.
Simmons has like a nice pure white one.
I need to get out more too.
I finally saw one. It was right after T-Bone told his story. Did you hear T-Bone's story of when he saw the Cybertruck on the road and his natural reaction? He was up in the Marysville area and he saw one on the road and his natural reaction was to just bust up laughing. And you will know why if you see one. You probably have seen what they look like, but if not, Google up Cybertrucks, the Tesla things.
Yeah.
They don't look like they're from this world, like it's a moon vehicle.
The funny part is when I was coming into work yesterday, it was one on the highway right next to me.
Nice.
And then
nice.
In the area I live, I keep seeing the same one. I've seen it like six times in my area. So somebody around where I stay has one.
So I didn't have that kind of reaction that T-Bone had because I was ready for it. I saw it. I just kind of nodded. It was going slow and I passed it and you can't see anybody inside because it's so tinted out. But yeah. Bones swears like the guy had the window down and he gave him a look like of disgust. Like, why are you laughing at me? And Bone was like, oh, and like motion. No, like I'm just, it's just a fun car. That's all. But who knows?
So Bone wouldn't drive that.
No.
If they gave him that vehicle, he would.
Oh, then I think he would.
All right.
then I think he would. If he had one, I mean, you could just flip that. That's a very expensive car.
Some Cleveland Brown fan has one done up. That's just, it looks like a Cleveland Browns helmet. That looks pretty cool. I imagine when I do the Browns, which I got the text today that I am going to be doing the Browns again this season.
I knew you would.
Well, you never know.
I knew you would.
Nothing's guaranteed in life. But I would imagine I'll see that one.
All right. So Ryan Day, our head coach here, was on with Joel Klatt. And we talked about how Joel, you know, knows Ohio State football as well as any national football broadcaster because of how much he does for the Big Ten and for Ohio State, therefore. So listen to the name that Ryan Day is going to blurt out there right at the beginning of this clip. I think that's really good for that player to tell you where his status is. But they were talking about expectations, and this is one of the first things that Ryan Day gets asked about or has to talk about, the pressures with this right now and the expectations with losing to you-know-who three straight years and having a lot on this season.
C.J. Stroud says it the best. He says pressure is a privilege, and that means you're relevant. You know, and that's kind of the way I've always lived my life is that, you know, you want it all on the line, and it is on the line every week here. It's on the line every day here. That's just how it goes. And so, you know, we bring in guys who want it that way. We bring in players that want it that way because we know how much it means to so many people in the state of Ohio. And so every year you identify the things that you got to enhance. Mm-hmm. Every year you learn from the year before. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the things you have to tweak and change that you got to do that. And I think I've realized that more and more every year that this job's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
You got to make hard decisions. And, you know, for somebody who takes relationships, you know, very, very serious and, you know, you got to make some hard calls. But there's a lot riding on it, and you got to make those hard calls.
It's good on CJ to, you know, be right at the front of your coach's mind like that when he's answering a question like that, and he thinks to one of his players and what he said. I don't think that's a bad thing on Day. I think that's a compliment towards CJ and his moxie. But Tyvus, there is a combination of buttons that that Ryan Day is capable of coaching or capable of pushing. I do think he's a coach that can do it, but it's one thing about being able to do it and going out there and doing it. That's, I think that's with everything. I mean, it's not, there's no hate on Ryan Day. It's just, will you be the guy to go and push that combination of buttons to get the job done for this program this year?
What I like about this interview is that you could tell this is a coach that's growing. You know, that's the thing. When Ryan Day got the job in 2019, I feel like he is not the same guy he was in 2019 today. I think obviously with the changes that's happened in college football, he's had to adapt to them and he had to change his ways. And how I grade head coaches is ones that don't make the same mistake twice. You know, especially when you're young, your first time head coach, is going to be bumps and bruises along the way. Can you learn from those mistakes? And to me, it seems like he's a guy that's continuously, constantly trying to find the correct answer. And to hear him say that, you know, he's got to make those tough, hard decisions now, even though he does value relationships, sometimes it's a business and then it's a personal. They say never take anything personal. It's just business. To me, it seems like he's a guy that's finding out that sometimes it's just strictly business, and he's getting to that point.
All right, we got an X Factor tonight. We're going to check in with Stephen Means of the Plain Dealer, who covers Buckeye football, and see where his pressure cooker is for Coach Day. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you're starting your day any other way, you're doing it wrong. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we ensure your business always stays ahead of the curve, keeping you one step ahead of your competition. We bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team, as well as provide insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
All Buckeyes all the time. You're welcome. This is the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Timmy and Tyvus, all you fine Buckeye fans, on an On the Trail Tuesday. I'm going to hit mostly recruiting coming up in the next segment. Bode Man is on the hunt for Stephen Means right now. And I should have maybe mentioned this because I think I heard Rothman and Ice talking about the phones being wonky today. Maybe it's on us. I don't know. It could be the problem. Could be us.
I will say, I'm not trying to point fingers. It kept going straight to voicemail, so I sent him a text, said, hey, like, you available? Just let me know. I'll call back. No text response, so... Now, yeah. Maybe the iPhone is down as well. But.
Yeah, maybe it's his. Maybe it's his phone. So one of the two things is going on right now. So we were just talking about Ryan Day, and this was another little clip from going on Joel Klatt's show on why he stepped away from play calling. That was a big thing this offseason, of course.
One of the other challenges at Ohio State is you're constantly chasing this 1 or 2%, you know. In the last couple of years, it's been a drive or it's been a play. And well, you got to identify the things that are working really well and enhance those. But then, you know, identifying and being accurate about the things that you need to improve and then being self-aware enough to make those decisions. And, you know, I think as you move up, you got to give up. And that wasn't easy for me. But I feel like the time is right now, you know, with the transfer portal, with... Mm-hmm. with NIL, there's more and more energy and time that needs to be focused on the players and in those areas.
And there's so much that goes on with this, really, so much. And Stephen Means from the Plain Dealer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline talking some day things back there. And you know, you hear that clip where he's talking about giving up play calling duties. And look, having a coach like Chip Kelly coming into the fray here, I don't think we can talk about that enough. And there's like 10 or 20 things that we can keep talking about while we get ready for this 2024 season. But Stephen, where do you think that ranks on interesting things about this year we're going into?
Part of me wants to put it at number one because it's a macro conversation, right? Obviously, the immediate stuff is football world, right? Quarterback talk, offensive line talk. How much better is this defense going to be? Is Caleb Downs going to play running back? All that stuff. But Ryan Day, we have to remember, this is his sixth year being a head coach, period. Right? There's not, like, Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer had experience and did a lot of this growth at other programs that weren't as prominent as Ohio State. So people weren't noticing when Jim Tressel was making these decisions as much. And his younger years, Urban Meyer as much in his younger years. They were at the peak of what they were going to be as head coaches by the time they got here. Ryan Day, that's not true with him. This is his sixth year ever doing it. And so there's still a learning process, right? How to make hires, how to make the right hire, how to bounce back from making a bad hire. When it's time to give up on things like being a play caller and falling completely into CEO mode of what that is of being a head coach, which means you can't be knee-deep in a play sheet on Saturdays. You have to see things from a bigger lens all the time.
That's a great point.
You're only in year six of being a head coach, this is about the right time for that to kind of pop up for him. It's just he's at Ohio State living in this fishbowl, and so we've got to watch and criticize, especially people like me who do what I do for a living, every move he's gotten to make as he's grown into the coach that he was probably always going to get to. It's just he didn't get to do it at a Group of Five school or a lower-level Power Five school. He got to do it at Ohio State. So that's why, for me, it's kind of number one. It's like, man, college football is in a place where you had to make this decision, and you were mature enough to be able to look yourself in the eye and go, I can still do this in terms of ability, but it's not the thing that makes the most sense for where this program is headed and where the sport is headed. So for me, it's number one because it says something about what the next 5 years of Ryan Day are going to look like.
Stephen, when you look at the two guys that came in via transfer portal offensively, Will Howard and Quinshon Judkins, which one of those guys do you think makes the bigger impact on this offense?
That's a hard question, Tyvus. Oh man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's my job, is to ask the tough questions.
I know. I think the answer is Will Howard just because of the position he plays, right? I think you need better than what Kyle McCord was in the moments where you need better. And if Will Howard is going to be that, and that's the thing that takes this team that's already pretty quality at almost everywhere but offensive line as we head into the season and still have questions there, then you have to take that. There's nothing like an elite quarterback. And it feels like Will Howard can do what we've seen some of these other transfers do who've moved up programs, right? Jaden Daniels did it when he left Arizona State for LSU. Michael Penix did it when he left Indiana for Washington. Bo Nix did it leaving Auburn for Oregon, where just a change in environment means a guy, an uptick in overall just production, then that's the answer. But also, I mean, Travion Henderson's elite, but he's also last 2 years dealt with some injuries in a way that's kind of limited it. So whatever gets Travion Henderson to be the best version of himself, and if that means going out and getting another top 10 quarter running back in the country, excuse me, I mean, look, man, we saw what J.K. Dobbins could do, and that was just J.K. Dobbins. Imagine if you split him in half and made him two people and said, hey, both of you guys are going to get the ball 150, 200 times this year, and we're going to ride you guys. And when you look at the makeup of this team, that might be the best look. But I think just because of the position Will Howard plays, you probably have to lean more him because he's more of a question mark in what his ceiling is. Well, I think we're just expecting Quinshon Judkins to take what he was at Ole Miss and be it here.
Yeah, no, that's also a good point. Stephen Means from the Plain Dealer is with us here on the Buckeye Show. And Tyvus knows, none of us have gotten to see Quinshon play at Ohio State yet, but we know what kind of dude he is. He's a stud. We called him a stud. I cannot wait to see what happens. I think there's two 1,000-yard guys in that backfield. But Stephen, one more back to Ryan Day. Because part of what your answer was last year, why that's the biggest thing for you about this football team, possibly, is him giving up play calling duties, is because of the immense pressure that's on him. How much, is there even a way to explain to someone who maybe doesn't follow Buckeye football how much pressure is actually on him for this year? I mean, as much as humanly possible, right, to be in this job, correct?
Everything is on the line in a way that I'm not sure a coach has had before. Right? There's the, hey, you might have the best roster in the country. You better win a national championship. There's the, hey, you just lost to Michigan 3 years in a row, and Michigan just won a national title. Hey, you better win a national title. There's the, hey, the main culprit for why you lost to Michigan, and a lot of the second and third reasons, they're all gone too off to the NFL, whether you're talking about the head coach, the quarterback, some of the instrumental behind-the-scenes guys, like the strength and conditioning, all those guys are gone. That team is kind of starting from ground zero a little bit. You better beat Michigan and win a national title. You know, you've got six or seven guys who came back just for this. You better win a national title and you better beat Michigan. It's just every reason for why he needs to win this year exists. And I'm not sure when the last time we've seen that from any coach in the country to have this many reasons of like, you better do this or else. And I think, I mean, right now he's probably not feeling it as much because it's the off season, and right now he's probably on vacation actually at this very moment in time. But I think you're going to see it in his face, and you're going to see it in how he operates throughout the season. And if they actually do this, I would assume probably the biggest breath of fresh air from Ryan Day, if they were sitting in Atlanta in January and they're holding up a trophy and he's finally able to just kind of release what's been probably a stressful 3 years for him.
Yeah, amen. I wish we had more time for this one tonight. We'll do more next time, Steven. Enjoy the release of the college football game because we probably won't see you until then.
Oh, yeah, I will be. I'll be knee-deep in that for the next week.
I know. So will our guy Boatman back there. Yeah, absolutely. Steven Means from the Plain Dealer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. The Buckeye Show's recruit of the 2025 class had another good thing happen to him. We get you caught up and we go on the trail next. It is the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safelite, Bob Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind or grab a carryout. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
The Fan is your home for the Dallas Cowboys.
No, we're not. You can't say that. Take two.
The Fan is your home of the Buckeyes. Yes, that's right. Same thing, but more playoff success. Now give Big Voice Guy another brandy. Thank you.
The best kind of power is star power. Let's go on the trail.
Sponsored by Whiskey War, by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Tuesday. Indeed, and on the trail Tuesday. You got to have recruits. Tyvus, it's the lifeblood. It's the lifeblood, baby.
I mean, that's what makes the program stay at the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about recruiting. If you look at these teams that's winning national championships, they're probably top three, top five in recruiting every year.
Let's talk about our guy a little bit. And if you missed it last week, I got a couple of short little clips from his high school football coach up in Bell Fountain as they are getting ready for another football season in 2024. Can you believe it? We're like a month and a week or two away.
I know.
From the high school football season. I think August 23rd.
You calling that some date games?
Sounds
this year?
Right. I'm not going to be calling any games, but we're going to have an exciting season of high school football right here on The Fan. Tyvus,
I miss it.
I'm just stretched too thin. I want to do it. I want to call games.
We ain't going to get a doggies.
You might not be getting a doggies.
Did you do one last year?
Doggies. Yeah, I did a few last year.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
I mean, I was busy. I wasn't even
traveling for my Big Ten show.
Wait a minute. Right? I wasn't even in the state sometimes. I was in.
There's an app for that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, and now we're on YouTube.
Come on, are we going to do the high school football game? How about that?
Why not?
Broadcast it, you know, shots in the booth. Let's really go big. Let's do it.
They're not doing that.
Bodie, you seem like the guy for the job.
I have time out. I'm passing that opportunity, actually.
I appoint you director of football operations.
Maybe next year.
That sound nice? That sound nice?
Does it come with a pay bump?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, well, I approve.
You can talk him into it.
Yeah. I approve.
Or the price.
We're talking about Tavian St. Clair. Tavian St. Clair is our recruit here on the Buckeye Show. We're very excited about him. And look, the hype continues to roll. So depending on the different services, right? I think, you know, we've got one where he's the number two overall prospect in the country. And that's really cool to see. Bryce Underwood. Am I getting that right? Bryce Underwood. Sound right? The top quarterback.
Yeah.
Prospect.
Where is he going?
LSU, right?
LSU guy. That's it. Yeah. LSU guy. Where Bodeman's favorite coach is.
He's from the state up north, but he's going to LSU.
Yes. Yeah, so he gets to, there'll be a dancing circle of Bryce Underwood, you know, shimmying and shaking with the coach and my family down there with the LSU Tigers. But Tavian St. Clair, he is now elevated in another service, a big one, and on three, five-star status, and moved into their top 15 overall players. Now, the crazier thing about this is you look at how good Buckeye football recruiting is for the 25 classes. We know it's the number one class in the country. It's been that way for a while. He is not the highest ranked Buckeye in there. He's not the second. He's not the third. Well, he is the third. But if they get a commitment, he could wind up being the fourth highest ranked recruit in those on three rankings. Yes. You've got Naeem Offord and Devin Sanchez back to back at 8 and 9 in on three's top 15.
Wow. Well, they need to get there. And it's still a big fish out there that I still hope that they can land.
Now, hold off on him. We'll get to him after we hear from head coach Jason Brown at Bell Fountain. He talked about the hype around Tavian St. Clair and how it just keeps growing.
You know, as you sit back and reflect on it, it's like a dream at times for us. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And for us, the crazy part of it is he got a little brother that, you know, that Tavian wants him to be better than him. And we believe he's got aspirations to be better than Tavian. And it's, you know, it's just something that's kind of fallen into place. There's something, the higher powers at work here. Our quarterback and coach and offensive coordinator is an alumni that's the all-time leading passer at Wittenberg University. His name's Jake Kennedy, and he was playing in Europe and came home and ended up just choosing to settle with us and help us grow the program. And he and Tavian have been an amazing connective partnership, and it's just wild. It really is. And, you know, sometimes you don't worry about the roller coaster going up or down. You just buckle the seatbelt and you ride.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is locally for everybody up there. Just a cool story to watch. And that is neat how he talked about another former player coming back and infusing some of his knowledge into the program. I'm sure that's really helped Tavian get to where he is right here today.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, that's the thing about knowing if you have a good program or not. You got guys that's having some success on the next level and that's willing to come back and share the knowledge. Like, that's when you know you've built a successful program. So it's nice to know that guys are learning things, and the first thing they're thinking about is, I can't wait to get back and share this information with the next guy so he can be better. He can reach his dreams. You know, they always have that each one teach one motto. So he's got a good program over at Bell Fountain.
So you mentioned the other guy.
The big
that,
fish.
Yeah, there's a offensive tackle by the name of David Sanders Jr., right? Mm-hmm. Now, he's also, he's top six in that on three, top 15 right now. So he'd be ahead of Tavian St. Clair at the moment if the Buckeyes get him. What do you know? What can you tell us about this guy?
I know that they're very high on him. I know he loves the, I know he loves being here. So obviously it's just going to come down to if they can come up with something, maybe NIL wise, who knows? But
what are you going to do for him? Listen,
who knows?
Who knows?
I know a man who might know.
Yeah. This guy right here has a lot of cash.
I do believe he enjoys his time when he's down here, when he's visiting on his official visit. He had a great time. So we'll see. It just at the end of the day, we'll have to see how he feels. You know, you never know with these kids nowadays. And yes, he's under 18, so he's a kid. These kids, they wishy-washy at times. So you think you might have one, and then boom, it goes another way. So we'll find out August 17th.
Three letters. N-I-L. That's it. And I do, you got to love the photo that Ohio State put out to go back earlier here, how the week started, where the Buckeyes land a 4/5-star linebacker in Riley Pettijohn. And you got the picture here with James Laurinaitis and both of his top linebackers from the 2025 class just doing the little, I don't know what the signal is that they're doing. Looks like they're holding a phone up, but I think it's just a pinky finger. I don't know what it is. Like call me. You tell me, man. I feel like Dom Tabari right here.
Make
the call?
That's what it looked like.
That's what it is. I don't know if I see but the thumb has to go up for it to be a phone.
Dial it up.
Does Novak Djokovic like a hang the phone up?
Are they playing?
Oh, man, you're not into the tennis right now. I think he hangs the phone up. Not really ever into the tennis. Well, he just talked smack to an entire crowd of tennis fans. I don't know if you saw that. Just said, yeah, you guys suck. You hate me. I don't like you either.
Who do you think you are? I can't see it. Is it a phone thing or is they pointing to their teeth?
I think it's just their teeth. Yeah, pinky finger.
That's the Kodak Black then.
Okay, yeah. That's what that is. Thank you. Now everyone knows I'm a loser.
It's Kodak Black.
Yeah. He's my guy. I'm willing to learn. All right?
Got a Kodak bop, and then you finish with point to your teeth.
Tell me more.
Kodak bop.
Just tell me more. Yeah, show me.
Go all the way down, and then you. Oh, Tim, you got to get out more, buddy.
Oh, well, you haven't seen any movie that exists, so I guess we're even.
Well, you know, that's...
Pick a movie, Bodhi. Just pick one.
Miracle.
Miracle. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah,
you liar. Why did you say Miracle?
You can't. When you asked that question, what movie did you think I was going to say?
Because we're a family. That's why you said we're Miracle. And is this the family that you want to host the Buckeye Show with?
Tonight.
Okay. Let's do it, gentlemen. All right, a comeback story to watch. And boy, oh boy, did Adam Rittenberg have me listening. That as we check the College Football Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680.
A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
When you've been diagnosed with heart or vascular disease, where you start your care makes all the difference.
When you choose the Heart and Vascular Center at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center,
our team of specialized experts will manage your condition day to day.
And should you need more advanced care, like complex heart or vascular surgery,
you'll never need to travel farther.
You didn't choose heart and vascular disease, but the choice of where to treat it is clear.
The Ohio State University Heart and Vascular Center.
Time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Timmy and Tyvus, hour two. Hey, we got to say hello to Yusty, who is in the YouTube chat. Now, Yusty works for the Ohio State Sports Network, so kind of a co-worker and a listener at the same time. Sends us the logs for the show every single night or every single week. I don't do anything with those. I just send them to somebody else. And then I go along with everything else that I'm doing in a given week. But we say hello and thank you so much for stopping by. And always welcome, of course. Now, you can get into the YouTube live chat room. That's a good way to hit us quick. In addition to the voicemail and text line at 614-460-2896. I was learning some behind-the-scenes stuff this week. Bodie, you know what I was doing earlier today?
Learning Q.
Yeah. People don't know what Q is. I will tell you.
Please do.
You look right down at your dashboard. Now, unless you're
right
driving.
Now. If you're driving right now take your eyes off the road.
Now, look at your dashboard.
Look at the radio.
Glance at that thing. Stare at it. Then look back at the road. Don't drive into a ditch. Those messages, the lettering and all that you can see, whatever we want to say, that's how we do it. And now I know how to do it.
You talk about
I can write whatever I want.
On the radio screen?
Yeah, on the screen right there. You get the logo. So if you got the HD radio, you have a logo. Yeah. If you got like an older one, like I've got a 2014 and a 2016 Nissan model, I can see the script. Well, no, it could be nicer.
That's how I got the number.
Be much nicer.
What you talking about is how I got the number to Man and Bone's burner phone.
Exactly. Right, yes.
Did you see it on there yesterday?
I seen the number on there.
I put our number on there.
That was Monday.
Yesterday was Monday.
Wow.
Today's Tuesday.
It should have updated. You can tell me. I want you guys to tell me. If you are looking at that dashboard, the timing of it ran out, but up until 7 o'clock, it should have read on the trail Tuesday, should have been a message that cycled in addition to whatever we have there, the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Yeah.
Times.
How about that?
Times, they're changing.
They say 80%, supposedly.
Technology.
80% of the cars out there driving right now have the... Is it just an HD radio or just a radio that can display the messages?
It's both.
Or is that the same thing?
It's both.
Okay.
80%.
You know, you might not get the logo, but you could still get our message.
They said it's rising every year. Well, so next year it'll be at least 81.
Well, they'll all be electric cars in about 20 years.
You think so?
Yeah, it's better for the environment.
Yeah, I've heard about that, how it's better for the environment. Getting rid
Save
of gasoline.
Some gas money too.
That's
right?
A good one, Tyvus. We should put him in a debate.
Listen, when I go to Cleveland, sometimes
you'd be more competent than the two they threw out there last time.
When I go to Cleveland, sometimes I just want to borrow Cardale's Tesla just to save money on gas. Mm-hmm. Instead of paying $60 to fill up the truck, I can just pay $15 to charge it.
Elizabeth says, Tyvus, sit down. Show is only 2 hours, and you can stand the other 22 hours. Right, Elizabeth? He doesn't have to go to bed if he doesn't want. You can just stand up. Why don't you stand? He's going to start sleeping in a coffin like a vampire.
Why is the standing so bothersome? Like, this is really burning a ton of calories right now.
I don't know about a ton, but
it's a ton.
Probably a few more than you would be.
If that's what I believe. When I was in San Francisco, our instructor, I can't think of what he was. He was like a yoga instructor. Ooh. He told us that...
oh, yes. Like the one from Couples Retreat.
He said that. He told
great
us...
Movie. You seen that movie, Tyvus?
What movie?
Couples Retreat.
No.
He's chance.
Never heard of
no
it.
Chance. Yeah, no chance. No chance. Surprised you've seen it, buddy.
That if you do... what is it, cat dog pose? You know, talk about the yoga pose.
I know about
it. Do that.
Oh yeah,
it will cure cancer.
well, that's
what he said.
That sounds like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
He said that's the truth. That guy should be making a lot more money than he is right now.
He said that if you that's what you believe, it's in the mind. If you think that it cures cancer, then it cures cancer.
Mm. I think Notre Dame's going to win the national championship this year. Just gonna
think it.
Know it.
Make
it now lose that thought because the Buckeyes are going to win the national championship. Boatman, speaking of technology, this quarterback you're going to tell me about, he once had a necklace with a video screen on his chest.
NIL is
that
beautiful.
Was playing highlights. Now, the problem is he hasn't had a whole lot of highlights the last 2 years because he hasn't been available to play, but
that's terrible.
He could be an X factor in the college football season in 24.
Yeah, could be one of the more underrated stars as we head into this season. That is Kansas quarterback Jalen Daniels, not to be confused with last year's Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels. In 12 games over the last two seasons, Jalen Daniels of KU has thrown for just over 2,700 yards and 23 touchdowns, also has another 500-plus yards and 7 touchdowns on the ground. So pretty good numbers. If you kind of calculate it out, 12 games, of course, is basically a season's worth. He's done it over the last two seasons because he's struggled to stay on the field. I did see he is in the top 15 among the Heisman odds entering this season at plus 3,000. If he could stay healthy, he and the Jayhawks could be in for a big season, maybe even a college football playoff berth.
Oh, lift the chorus ever onward, crimson and the blue.
Y'all, the reaching that goes on this show.
Rock you, Jayhawks.
Listen, we just love the Big 12.
It's out of line, y'all. Let the Big 12 just die peacefully, okay?
Let it die.
Back better than ever.
They ain't going. Listen.
What are you, Dave Grohl? No, Kansas, we're not letting the thing die.
Kansas is not making the CFP.
Oh.
I'm going to just tell you that look, right now.
If a betting man would be, you'd be right. I would not say, I'm not going to bet my house, bet my life on them making the college football playoff, but it's a nice thought. You know, they're entering into this prime, most people, you're not going to find too many college football experts that don't have their head coach right now ranked outside the top 15. Would you agree, Bodie? We look at all these lists and stupid list season.
Oh, some He's, of them I feel like are like
I feel like
third,
he had a
fourth,
top
fifth.
Five.
Yeah.
He might have been ahead of Ryan Day in one of these lists.
Kansas.
Which is crazy.
Let's go.
It's out of line, man.
King Leipold.
There's no way. There is no way.
He's a good player.
He's
this
a good
guy
player.
Can play.
He can play. I
He's
got to
get the back issues solved, but he can play. And they haven't even had him. They've had some third-string QBs in some of these games the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they've been improving steadily as a program. I never understood it. When you have one part of your athletic department that is world-famous at something, and if it's football or men's basketball, the two biggies, and you're in a power conference in one of the premier schools in your state, it doesn't make sense. And it's really not acceptable that one should be so god-awful. It's like Georgia basketball, right? There wouldn't be any excuse for Georgia men's basketball to be as bad as it has been.
They had Anthony Edwards years. And they still didn't make the tournament.
Right? And they came in here and they beat Ohio State in the NIT game. But still, right. That doesn't say much for what their program has been. Didn't Tom Crean go there?
I think
also
so,
couldn't
yeah.
get the traction.
He was there for a few years.
Yeah.
He might have even been there when Edwards was there.
Possibly.
It would be a cool story. I'd give you that.
All right, Boatman, what do we got next?
And I hope to see you out there.
We'll stick with the Big 12 here. About a week ago, Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon, he was arrested for a DUI.
Ooh.
Never great. Today, Mike Gundy, our favorite coach, announced that Gordon would not miss any playing time over the arrest, because why would he? He's a really good running back. He rushed for over 1,700 yards last season. That was the most in the sport.
What did he say? You have quotes?
I have the quote.
Okay.
I have one quote. I saw another quote that was going around on Twitter that I don't have in here, but might be worth mentioning. Last year, Gordon, he was one of the best players in the country, let alone just running backs. Rushed for over 1,700 yards, which was the most in the sport.
Yeah.
21 touchdowns, second to only Blake Corum. Here's what Gundy told ESPN today. He's going to play. I'm going to do what we think is best for Oklahoma State football, and I think it's best for Ollie to play. If there's any punishment, it's making him carry the ball 50 times in the first game. Because I know if anything straightens out somebody from a DUI arrest,
it's playing
letting
a lot of football.
Him play a lot of football. Yep.
That's the punishment. Man. That's what do you think about that, Tyvus?
There was also
making any bones about it.
I also saw another quote going around where he was talking about, like, I don't know, like, where's the line drawn? Like, if you have 2-3 beers, is that okay? But 4-5, you're like, Mike.
Yeah.
This is the same guy that almost got fired a few years ago because he had his I don't know how much we want to get into it.
I mean, is a .07 really drunk when a .08? Like, what are you going to do?
Even if you 100% believe that.
When you're out.
Even if you 100% believe that, which you shouldn't, maybe shouldn't say it when you're the head football coach.
Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today?
This is right here. Is a serious case of how football is more important, how he looks at him as a football player rather than a person.
I almost respect it.
You do? you would play him?
I said almost. I mean, he's trying to win. He's that.
Will that be an
he's
option?
He's that anti of what just the sensible
cancel culture.
Right thing is.
Yeah, it's just a DUI.
DUI. Think about it. DUI should be close to major suspension.
Yes.
You know, really.
It's a pretty bad thing.
Hard discussion. You could have killed somebody.
Also pretty simple.
If it went the wrong way.
To avoid. I mean,
NIL, all that. You tell
him. He can call 100 people within that football program and say, hey, I need a ride.
We're coming. Wait 10 minutes. You'll be there.
You're going to get rid of your star running back on the chance on this season where the Big 12 is terrible.
And
they actually got a chance to win this thing.
You're trying to do the right thing.
Do you think that'll be enough?
Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? Makes me want to puke.
Do you think that'll be an option in the upcoming video game? Like player
it needs to be like,
DUI arrest.
Yes.
Suspend one game, four games, no games.
And you can write out your message to the media. Guys, I'm not doing it.
So quit asking.
He's playing. All right, read my lips.
He's playing.
He's playing.
I'm going to ask you.
If I cut him, what is it going to do better if I cut him loose and send him out there to the streets? He'll be homeless.
That would be
running around with no
food
and water. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm not going to. So quit asking.
They do open the year against San Diego State, the Jackrabbits, on August 31st. So maybe that's when he'll get his 50 carries.
Well,
that's punishment, huh? What if he gets 50 and goes for 1,000 yards? Is that punishment?
I guess so.
He's going to have a 500-yard rushing game for 50 carries.
San Diego State, it's possible.
They've been pretty good, haven't they? As a
They usually have some.
I mean, I know they're not FBS, obviously.
I know when we played them in 2013, I think they had a running back that was really good.
2013.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's way before Chuba.
Yeah, no, he wasn't there.
You know, Chuba's name would be cooler and better if it was Chuba.
Ohio State played Oklahoma State in 2013?
No, San Diego State.
Oh, okay. I was very thrown off there for a second, but all right.
Wait, why are we talking about San Diego State?
That's who Oklahoma State opens with.
Oh, the opening.
That's going to be the 50 carry game. Yep.
I was thinking about the next segment. Sorry. I stopped listening.
That's very
fair. Listening for a second.
You're the host.
I wanted to be completely honest. All right. So if you like that last segment, I know the Bode Man is going to love this next one because it's basically Mike Gundy. And we continue our search for the best college football press conference of all time. We said it. I mean, we said it when we started this, that it was going to appear In our view, it's the odds-on favorite to win the competition. And we will get a good show of why. I was told that by a producer of radio shows. A true classic is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fam.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Mara, the meatloaf!
The Fan.
It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that'll make your neighbors green with envy. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at townwithane.properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind or grab a carryout. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
When you need urgent care and you need it fast, Where You Go makes all the difference. When you choose advanced urgent care from the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, you're choosing an advanced level of urgent care led by Ohio State emergency physicians. We offer walk-in treatment for more serious illnesses and injuries such as broken bones, abdominal pain, and pneumonia, all with shorter wait times and less cost than an emergency department. When your illness or injury can't wait, the choice is clear.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Fan app is about to become your new best friend. Your one-stop shop for all your favorite fan shows. ESPN Columbus and BetQL. Live or on demand, listen on your schedule. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. It's free.
Do it.
Where every segment is another Buckeye surprise. You've got the Buckeye Show.
The search for the greatest press conference in college football history. Something we've been doing this summertime. We've got our don't want any cats. We got that, man. We did that one already. And we've got two Mike Leeches. We have Mike Leach on Candy. And the one that I actually liked more was Mike Leach on Zombies. So those are the three that we've done. And Boatman, as you were reading that story about Mike Gundy, Tyvus just in the break saw a follow-up already issued from Mike Gundy on how kind of callous that sounded, just dismissing a DUI and that, like, no punishment, no suspension. He's going to play more football. What did he say now, Tyvus? Mike Gundy.
At 6:38, he tweeted, "My intended point today at Big 12 Media Days was that we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific." That's his tweet.
What the heck?
Great statement. Apology accepted.
What about the DUI, though?
Said, what about it?
What about it?
He basically said, what?
What about it?
That's bad.
What's the point?
You know, when I do bad things, that's bad, too. What's it say about anything? What's it mean? All right, so what do you guys remember about Mike Gundy's rant when we go back to, what was the day on this? I think it was like September 23rd or something like that. They had just played Texas Tech, and Mike Gundy, head coach, he's always been the head coach at Oklahoma State. This is back in 2008. It just had, last year, it had the 15 year anniversary. So it passed a milestone, and it had to do with a quarterback. You had Bobby Reed and Zach Robinson were the two QBs. And there was just a lot being said about Bobby Reed, about how, you know, he liked to be coddled a little bit. And he was kind of a, for lack of a better term, he was kind of a mama's boy. Not that that's a bad thing, but that's kind of what the rap was on him. That's kind of what got this thing going. And then a local newspaper article came out just sort of talking about that situation, which it seemed, can't speak to everything in that article being totally accurate or where the sourcing came from, but Bobby Reed didn't play a whole lot of football after that. That was basically it.
You can't be, because he's a mama's boy?
I'm just saying that was basically it for him.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
You sound like Mike Gundy. So, without further, I'm just setting the table. That's all I was doing. Without further ado.
Do not compare me to Mike Gundy.
Without further ado, one of the great ones. I'm a man. I'm 40. Here is head coach Mike Gundy.
If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I'm talking about this article. 3/4 of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset, and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down.
Little pause right there. Bodie, what are your favorite parts so far? We've already heard a couple of those. When he just raises, he's respectful to the public.
That's all he does. The mother of children line is, because, you know, the overall rant, and I know we haven't gotten to it yet, but the I'm a man, I'm 40 is like kind of like the line that sticks out the most, I think, for most people. But the fact that this was brought to me by a mother and then a pause of children as if she's a mother of like what animals or that's
what's great about that is that there have been mothers throughout human history and in all different languages that we speak around this great globe. Has anyone ever phrased it that way?
A mother of children.
All of the moms throughout the history of the universe, and has anyone ever put it that way as a mother of children?
Not that I know of.
And Mike Gundy did. And it was 2007, by the way, September 23rd, 2007, the epic rant. We continue.
If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. But you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game, or says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. But you haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right.
Some other good parts. Really good. For doing everything right.
Is he still...
Is that just grandstanding?
Is that still... Okay, Davis, sorry.
Is he with Oklahoma State when he does this?
It's all... Oh, yeah. It's the orange is burning your eyeballs out. That's what's great about when you watch the YouTube
video. Pretty grainy.
It's grainy. It's a bright orange backdrop for the press conference. He's wearing a bright orange shirt. It's like the
orange visor, too, I think, right?
It's that Nike look that has your team color and then the black accents under the armpits.
Yeah.
And the orange visor. Just so much orange. We continue.
And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Have to pause there for a second. I mean, that's the creme de la creme.
That was your speech when you turned 40 this year, right?
I did reenact that. You can listen to that some other time here soon if you guys missed that. Well, if this were an ice cream sundae, what would the I'm a man, I'm 40 be? It's like seven cherries on top.
I was going to say, yeah, right? It really is the cherry on top.
Maraschino cherries. My wife could just eat them out of the jar instead of just having the ice cream sundae. All right, the grand conclusion.
I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me?
Ready for the applause?
That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, Mike! Yeah! Way to go! Oh, my God. You tell them. Where are we at here?
Society today.
In this press conference.
Now.
Where we're cheering.
Can I...
Oh, boy.
Can I ask, does that mean we're allowed to tack Ollie Gordon for the DUI arrest, or is that not... You know, when's the statute of limitations run out on that speech?
Yeah, well, you,
because we don't want to attack the kids who are doing the right things, but the 1,700 yard running back, All-American.
But Bodie, we all make mistakes.
Oh my gosh.
That was then, and this, we live in a different world.
Attacking amateurs. Well, he made $2 million last year, but right, other than that.
All right, that one is going to be tough to beat. That one's going to be tough to beat. Buckeyes show on the search for the best college football press conference. It will be tough to beat. We might need to find a diamond in the rough. I don't know if John L. Smith coming up soon.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know if he can top us. Smile! Not a lot of talk. You got Rutgers coming up. Ah! All right, our friend Adam King from 10TV, he had a very huge flaw, and he's here to tell us about a story he's working on that fixed him. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Bobby Carpenter doesn't have a mullet, but he's knee-deep in mullet energy. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we ensure your business always stays ahead of the curve, keeping you one step ahead of your competition. We bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team, as well as provide insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that'll make your neighbors green with envy. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one-selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Where Timmy Hall can start swooning over Aaron Kraft any second. It's the Buckeye Show.
He is great. By the way, we here at the Buckeye Show are sponsored by our friends at CareSource. We thank them for helping bring this lovely radio show to you guys. You know the ways to get us. Twitter and X at the Buckeye Show. The voicemail and text line, 614-460-2896. And if you got one of those cool dashboards, I have been behind the scenes programming in that phone number that lives on that dashboard for you.
I wish I was in the car so I can see what you put.
Yeah. I know what my
Tim did that.
I know what my swan song is. If I'm ever gone and I'm getting fired and I'm like the disgruntled employee, it's just to put the most like heinous, god awful message ever, like on that dash.
No.
Tim. And then gone. And then I'd be sued and prosecuted.
You'll put bye bye Tim.
Yeah. Bye bye bye. Nope, not us. All right, Adam King from 10TV has sauntered into the studio. Good to see you, Adam.
Well, it's good to see you, Timmy. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. I love the welcome back when I've been back for 9 days.
I saw you for the first time yesterday. It's been a while.
Yeah, where
you, you
where
were shooting fireworks off. I was here.
I was shooting fireworks off. Well, I mean, my neighborhood is shooting fireworks off. So four straight days.
I mean, that's
Thursday,
what happens.
Friday, Saturday,
when you get
Sunday.
A Thursday, 4th of July, you have to prepare for a weekend of fireworks.
You a big firework guy?
I enjoy the gathering of people, but.
You're a man of people.
I'm a man amongst the people. I enjoy when people get together to celebrate. The fireworks themselves, it's fine. I mean, it's cool. This year they had some at Boom where it like changed colors in the sky. That got me. That got an ooh cool. from. Yeah, I got an ooh. Okay.
You never seen fireworks that change color?
You know what, Timmy? I don't have your kind of money. I don't live in your neighborhoods.
That's like every fireworks.
Is it on the sand lot when they watching the fireworks where they shoot the firework and it's like the flag goes in there? It looks like the firework shoots like the
that's
flag.
Independence
American
Day
flag.
Is that Independence Day? I'm thinking of.
I just think that's a fireworks show.
Yeah, I think you just saw that last week
on TV somewhere.
It must not be a real thing.
In the Sandlot, they're playing baseball.
Yes.
And that's the cool thing.
I don't
thing
think it's. It is 4th of July. Like no, hold on.
It's a 4th of July.
Yeah, you're right.
Tim, come on now.
Yeah.
Come
it
on.
Is 4th of July.
I agree it's 4th of July, but they're playing baseball at night and a fireworks show is going off. And that's like the cool kind of
like
nostalgic thing about that game. Yeah. Well, I didn't see any social media posts or images from that. Were those fireworks going on during that crew game?
You obviously didn't look at my Twitter. There was a moment.
I didn't.
Not that one.
I see a lot of your tweets. I didn't see that particular one.
There was a moment where the crew scored, and then literally within the same moment, like second, they started their crew tribute at Red, White, and Blue. So Wiseman was playing, because you know how they sync it to music?
Yes.
Wiseman was playing while the crew were celebrating their goal.
Wow. That is pretty cool.
It was a great moment.
The team's been doing really well.
I was
well.
Standing on the roof at 10TV when it happened.
It must
you
be.
Could hear the roars from lower.com, the booms, and then the music.
It must be nice being Adam King.
It's not as nice as being Tyvis Powell.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we compare cars out there? What are you driving? I think that's Joe Biden was driving that.
Bentley truck.
Bentley, yeah. Yeah. My
Bentley truck.
Hyundai Santa Fe.
Santa Fe's nice.
I love the Santa Fe. I'm not complaining. I'm just messing. It's a very nice car.
You ain't in no Bentley.
Bentley truck.
No, you're not.
You ain't out there, huh?
They don't know.
Stop.
Hey, Timmy, this is radio. This is radio. Why did I say Santa Fe? I'm driving.
Just make it up.
I'm driving a BMW.
You can't even name a model.
It's a nice G-Wagon out there in the parking
lot.
That's
a Mercedes.
There we go. Yeah. Get out there, too. You ain't see what I was driving today.
Oh, a little thing called, you'll see.
I saw Tyvis one time on the road. He was moving.
Yeah, I'll be rolling.
Yeah. So Tyvis is a habitual speeder, huh?
Neither confirmed nor deny, but I was driving, and somebody else in the car, may or may not have been my girlfriend, said, that guy's driving like a maniac.
At least he's not hogging up the left lane, driving
good point.
Barely
you see
the speed
limit.
Get out of my
way.
Get out the way.
Just move over.
You see the white truck?
Move over.
Get the hell out the left lane.
That's new slogan.
Yeah. Get over. So, Adam, we have fixed a flaw of yours.
Yes.
A story that you're working on that has it's aired.
So it's aired.
I got to see this. Yeah, so you can see it on the website, right?
It's on the website. It's on my Twitter.
10TV.com.
Yep. Go to 10TV.com. You can see it.
Story you worked on and you were there just this past week, right?
I was there this morning.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, so, but there's more to the story that could be in the future, but basketball, record breaking, fixing Adam King's terrible shot and release.
Yes.
What happened?
So there's a guy. He is a teacher now for Canal Winchester. He holds the school record for made threes in a game back when he was in high school in 2015. Well, now...
What was that record, by the way?
Nine in a game.
Made nine.
He made That's nine legit. In a game.
That
yeah.
That's
And so now what this guy's doing, he teaches study hall at Canal Winchester, but he's more well-known for his 600,000 TikTok followers that watch him shoot threes on live feeds. He has made 193 in a row, which is remarkable.
He made 193
in a row, Tyvus.
Three-pointers.
Live on TikTok.
What is he, Steph Curry?
It's better than Steph Curry.
Sheesh.
And so now he is going for the world record of made threes in 24 hours. You're probably asking me what the world record is.
What is the
I got to pull it up, the exact number. 10,381. In 24 hours.
Wow. Jeez.
So his plan is to pace himself at 500 an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah.
His arm is going to be tired.
So he did it before. He did it last year.
How many did he get?
He got to 20 hours and he tore something.
He did, really. Mm-hmm. In his leg.
Tweaked something in his calf.
Not in the upper body. Not
in the upper body.
Not with the shoulder or the elbow.
That circles back to him fixing me. So I was long a basketball star in my younger days. They called me the Steph Curry of Gahanna.
Adam, stop it.
Okay, I once picked up a basketball.
I just watched you blow a pop-up shot later.
We are tied, sir.
I just watched you blow a pop-up.
And so this guy's a shooting coach, and he helped me with my shot. I made one in a row with him. And so I'm on my way to setting the world record. But you know what he doesn't know is that while he was giving me all these pointers, I was thinking about pop a shot. He's like, make sure you keep it on your finger, like the whatever you call these, like the thing, not the tips, but the like the buds of your finger. I made that up.
The grippers.
We're making up things about grippers. Our hand now. Yeah.
And he's like, make sure you flick it with those three fingers.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to nail pop a shot. So,
and
you know,
here we are tied 1-1.
Well,
with you blowing a layup.
Elbow in, right?
He would be proud.
I mean, he said
elbow straight.
Elbow in, everything comes from the legs. Everything's up through the legs.
He will be proud of you right now.
Hey, listen, he's got 600,000 TikTok followers is no joke.
Yeah.
He's going to be live July 27th, starting at noon. He's going to do it at the Canal Winchester High School gym.
Timmy, you should take him on.
24 hours straight.
I can't
Timmy
top
will
that.
Lose
what are we
that
talking
bow.
About? What are you scared?
I will say.
Yes. That's shooting. What it got me thinking is I've wanted to do something that has to do with shoot. Forget about basketball, right? Not like a Gus Mack or 3-on-3, whatever. Playing hoops is good, right? But mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Bill Murray type of stuff. Just shooting. Mm-hmm. We don't do defense, right? We just want to get out there and shoot. How much fun would it be if we at the Fan or something like that I would host, we do a shooting competition, 3-point contest. I've always had a fantasy to do a real 3-point contest where the racks are there and the scoreboard is there, 60 seconds on the clock, and just bang it out. See who's best.
Timmy, what if we did a wall-to-wall sports, 97.1 The Fan partnership, you host the show. And
I don't want you stealing the. I don't want you stealing.
No,
the
you're
thunder.
Running on. It's like the roundtables we do.
Oh, I see. Continue. What do you got?
Yeah.
What do you
and
got?
So you host the show. We'll get everybody. We'll get because people want to see it too. Obviously,
the video.
The video. I mean, if Tyvus is over here airballing threes, it sounds great on radio.
We want to see it.
We want to see it too.
We want to see it.
We can have a good. You could do it like the Cardale Jones softball.
I want anyone who wants to be in it to be in it.
You're going to have 85 people show up at the door here.
I want
Dom to Barry.
Yes, I want to get to a gym. I want it like as long as it takes. At a gym one day on a Saturday.
Come to shoot. I'm out.
No, you're in.
I'm out. You want just a line of people?
The celebs will shoot, and then it will be open, and then at the end,
You want to do this American Idol style.
1v1. Make sure we have some concession stands open.
Yeah.
Tyvus, we got another fun thing coming up. We got some tickets to give away for Cardale.
Yes, we
right
do.
Right now.
The winner gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Cardale Jones charity softball game on Saturday, July 20th at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State football players versus former Ohio State football players. If you aren't the winner, don't worry, because tickets can be purchased for $10 at BuckeyeCruise.com. Adam King, pick a number.
Yeah, what's a number?
Four.
The fourth caller will get the tickets to the Cardale Jones charity softball game.
Stay right there.
What's the number, Tyvus?
614-921-9710. I was wrong.
We didn't even give out the phone number. And there I was just going to break.
Yeah, look at you. Say it one more time, Bodie.
614-821-9710.
Bingo.
That's the number. All right, stay right there. It's not Buckeyes per se, but holy Zac Efron. I got to mention this one post. Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's ping pong game. The Fan. They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safelite, Bob's Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Join us for the Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game. July 20th at Huntington Park.
Presented by Monogram Homes.
Former Buckeyes will swing for the fences against current Buckeye players. Details and tickets at BuckeyeCruise.com. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
All right, so again, this one is not Buckeye related, but can we make any ties with J.J. Watt back to the Buckeyes? Can we do that? I mean, he played at Wisconsin, so he's Texans, played Ohio State.
Texans, C.J. Stroud.
Texans, and C.J. It's C.J.'s team now. There I mean, go. C.J.
Paige Stover.
C.J. right away is on his way to taking J.J. Watt's thunder as the face of the Texans. Now, he's got more work to do, but he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they go to a Super Bowl, I mean, J.J. is...
They go to a
He's
Super
tough
Bowl.
To beat.
I'll say this, but I would argue that he has taken it from JJ. Mm. If JJ hadn't Easy. Gone to if he hadn't gone to Arizona,
was still there. I don't know. That's Easy. That's a hell of a career he's
it's
had.
A it's a great career. It's a great career, but he didn't finish his career in Houston.
Easy.
I don't know if that matters.
Yeah,
CJ's got 1 year, right? Now I've already started to have the discussion about CJ. Could he be face of the league here soon? And I think he can be.
Easy.
I think he can be. I'm not saying he is yet, Tyvus.
It's going to take 5 years.
Okay.
That's, but it's not unheard of.
No,
but
it's not.
You've got to wait.
He's rookie of the year, and do you think he's going to do anything but get better?
No, I 100%.
I don't. Like, something goofy would have to happen.
I think you just got to wait out Patrick Mahomes. Because yeah. as long as Patrick Mahomes is in the league, he's going to be the face. As long as
decline. I mean, a decline happens.
Yeah, Josh
and he's
Allen.
Not going to get to Mahomes is not going to get to Brady status.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
He's not playing in
he's
10
got,
Super Bowls.
He's already got
it's not happening.
Three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He's already won three.
Brady won
six.
Seven.
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 Seven. Sorry.
Seven.
I forgot about the Bucks. I blocked that out.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but J.J. Watt, by the way, the whole reason I bring him up is because if you have a phone, you probably saw this hit your social media stream. Dude is pumped right now. Not like he ever wasn't, but he throws a photo like that out. It's like he's trying to be Captain America at its at his finest.
He's definitely lifting weights.
My God.
He's like, definitely lifting weights.
He literally...
is that your expert opinion over there?
He told D'Amico Ryans that if he ever needed him this upcoming season, he will come out of retirement to help him out.
Now, not to derail us here, but do the Cardinals still own his contract?
I have no idea.
That's interesting.
Probably.
Yeah, so right? They got a deal
he's
with
he's a recent retiree. Yeah.
You can't just...
Yeah,
you got you a Gronk situation there, yeah. and yeah...
Now you can get the
Brady,
buyout and all
Brady
that.
Did Brady try to do that with the Dolphins?
He
tried to retire from the Tampa Bay, and then he came back and he tried to go to the Dolphins.
I think that was all speculation.
I don't think it worked.
I don't know. I tuned out the Brady era after he left.
That's why the Dolphins got in trouble because they tried to do that. They tried to get him to retire. He's going to come back out of retirement to. Then go sign with the Dolphins because they had Waddle and Tyreek and stuff like that.
Let me get us more off track. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think that Mike McDaniel is my favorite NFL coach.
Why is that?
He is phenomenal. If I could interview one NFL coach, sit down with him one-on-one.
You know that he was my offensive coordinator in San Fran?
Did you have a relationship with him?
No.
I was ready for some stories.
I talked to the defensive coach. So
you didn't know him that well at all?
D'Amico Ryans was my linebacker coach.
D'Amico, the head coach now. And what a fantastic first year for him.
Was it
Robert Saleh was my defensive coordinator.
You talk about some names.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
And you didn't cross with Ryan Day, did you?
No.
San Fran?
We just missed each other.
Was Chip the guy?
Oh, yeah. Did you have Chip?
No, Chip wasn't there.
Chip was not the guy. Who's the head coach there?
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. My bad.
When I got there, Kyle was his first year.
There's so much moving. I'm with you.
So much moving around.
Yeah.
Jeff Hafley was my DB coach.
Okay. You did have Hafley.
He was my DB coach. And when he left the next year, actually his last year, there was my last year there. He came to Ohio State. And it was funny to see Haf here. Cause he was like, it's so much easier than the NFL. Like he said, I'm so worried about how we gonna stop this and that and this and that. And then I forgot to realize that Ohio State just have better athletes than everybody else. So it just kind of saw so that's with Chase Young and Jeff Okuda and all those guys was here. So yeah,
JJ in this photo looks like Zac Efron in the iron, the muscles and just how bulging.
Wait,
Zac Efron.
High School Musical. Zac Efron.
You think that guy looks
like that?
Have you? Yes.
I haven't seen.
Yes.
Him. I haven't seen him lately.
Hold on. Now,
like
hold
in
on.
The last 15 years.
I haven't seen him since High School Musical.
He's had a whole career since then. He was in Baywatch. He's in all these movies.
Who watches that? Obviously, I don't watch movies.
Iron Claw.
Never heard of it.
God dang it.
Interestingly enough, it's the number one thing that popped up.
Never heard of it.
Iron Claw, Zac Efron.
What the
heck?
Look
at his body in that movie.
Look at his hair.
Forget about the hair. Don't look at the hair. He's doing a role, okay? He's trying to fit the role of the character, so he's got to wear the hair that way.
He
kind of
looks like the guy from Shrek.
Who's that? That Zac Efron in that role, and you don't even see him with the shirt off there. I've seen the movie, and it's a good movie, and it's a sad movie. He is as ripped up as he could possibly be
with
that body.
He looks like a...
All right, hey, it's over.
He looks like The Rock.
It's over.
That's who
it's over. I got to stop looking at pictures.
It's done. It's done. Who won, Bodie? Who was our winner for the Cardell tickets?
Ah, crap, Tim.
You know what? I don't want to know. They don't want to know.
It's done, Bodie. It's over.
They got it. The show's over. Adam King, 10 TV. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. I hope you learn how to shoot a little bit later on. Tyvus, coming up next on The Fan, what?
A little thing called You'll See.
Have a good night.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Hey Buckeye fans, the best new resort in the country is right here in the state of Ohio. Introducing the Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio. Whether it's family fun, an adult getaway, a conference or event, there's no place like it. It's a year-round destination with the best golf, med spa, dining, salon and spa, pools, lounges and activities. The Grand Resort will be the best staycation you've ever had. Go to the website, thegrandresort.com or call 330-856-1900. The Grand Resort in Warren, Ohio. We're waiting for you.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.